Well, more than three quarters of a century after her father helped liberate the Netherlands from Nazi control, an Edmonton woman has visited the country to see firsthand where her dad served with Canadian forces. Rose Elliott made the pilgrimage with a number of Albertans last month. It was organized by the not-for-profit group In Our Father's Footsteps to mark the 78th anniversary of the Battle of Scheldt. And Rose joins us in studio now. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Thank you for CBC for inviting me to come and talk about this memorable and remarkable experience.
I bet. Yeah. I've been to Holland and I know how people feel about Canada. So it's a very welcoming country for Canadians because of what the Canadians did in World War II. So what was it like for you to go and learn about some of the things your father did?
Well, I didn't really know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect. But what I came away with is just an amazing awareness of the contribution of Canadians to the success of World War II that I didn't have. And I don't think most Canadians realize, and I don't think we're remembering how important we were to the success of the World War II.
Right. I don't think a lot of people appreciate it, whereas the Dutch do.
The Dutch are amazing. Like, the gratitude of the Dutch is astounding. Yeah. So Peter, the guy that organized the tour, let the cities and villages know where we were going. We were kind of centered in three parts where most of the fighting and everything happened.
Right.
And So we would visit these communities, and the communities would have let all the people know, and often they would arrange things for us. For example, in this little town of Eton, so we were on this march into Eton. So you have to visualize there was a Highland piping band leading the parade.
Yeah.
And then there was these three engineers, young engineers from Canada that had made this commemorative torch, some kind of design project from the McMaster University.
Right.
And then there were these 90 people in the red vests that I brought to show
which you
two.
Which
I know you're
wearing
listeners
this morning.
Can't
very nice.
See them,
they look good.
Right? And there's...
They say in my father's
footsteps. So there
was
90 people in these red vests. And then there were, I don't know how many people in blue vests, all the volunteers from Holland that supported our group.
Wow.
And then aligning the streets would be people waving at us and making us feel celebrities. This has happened in every single place.
Every place you went.
It was so emotional.
I bet. What did you know about your father's role in World War II, what he did in the Netherlands?
Well, my father, like so many of the guys that came back, didn't talk a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister had set him down before he died. He's been gone for 20 years. But she set him down and interviewed him. And so we know that he was at boot camp in Grand Prairie, and he enlisted there. And then he was shipped to Calgary, and he was selected for the military police because that's the kind of worker they needed at that time. And then he spent a year in Ontario,
Training. Yeah.
And then 2 years in England, and then 13 months on the continent. And we think he was in the 4th Division, so there was like 4 divisions there.
Right.
So we think that he was there, that important Battle of the Scheldt. Like, we all know about the Battle of Normandy.
Right.
In Flanders fields, the poppies grow. But I don't think many of us know about the Battle of the Scheldt and how important that was to the success of World War II and how Canadians led that. That was a terrible battle. That was
Well, there's lots of battle sites there. Of course, Flanders Fields from World War I, and then there's you know, Belgium, Netherlands, all those places. And then here, the role that Canada played in liberating Netherlands is well known there and not so much here. Now, the Battle of the Scheldt, yeah, is a very, very tough battle, that kind of thing. So when your father was there, do you know or have any idea what he was doing? I guess he's being a policeman for the military.
Yeah, I think that he said that he had a lot of close calls. And like he was in Antwerp and a bomb went off right in front of his Jeep and people were killed and he was just lucky. So he had a lot of close calls, but I think he sounded like he was more involved. He was kind of lucky. I mean, he wasn't in the infantry on the front line. He wasn't with the artillery. He wasn't with the pilots and and the engineers that were building bridges under enemy fire. So I think he was kind of lucky. He was back a bit, and he, I think, was dealing with transport of soldiers, probably helping with the injured, getting supplies in. That was a big deal. And traffic control, he did mention it. Yeah, but he had, it wasn't easy, even in the military police. You were behind the front lines. But he said there were times when he never took his boots or his clothes off for like 5 weeks.
Wow.
Because it was just so, I guess he just had to be ready.
One thing after the other. I would think, and as we've heard from many people who came back from that war, it affected them for the rest of their lives, or at least, especially at the beginning.
Well, he said he prayed a lot, and he said that he it took 6 months when he came back for the adrenaline to come down.
Really? Yeah. Not yeah, surprising.
It doesn't seem like he had PTSD. PTSD, but I think that maybe his training in the military affected the way he handled his sons. He has three. He had three sons. He was pretty hard on them, so that might have come from that.
Really?
Yeah.
So coming back from that, what have you brought home with you? What kind of feeling do you have about the whole experience going over there?
Well, it's the two things. Just that, you know, this is a good news story about Canada.
Yeah.
And goodness knows we need good news stories.
Isn't true?
Like the tragedy of the residential school. And then now we're just learning about the LGBTQ plus purge from the government from like 40 years where the homosexual people were like treated very poorly and fired from their jobs, even if they were doing great work. I mean, this is a success story that Canadians can be proud of. And that I just hope that I just don't know if it's in our textbooks and everything in the classroom. Like, I don't, like, it's been a long time since I've been in school, but yeah. I don't remember learning about, do you remember?
No, never did. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Well, it's good that you can come on this morning and maybe people can do a little research on their own and have a look back at these, because these are great stories as well, for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for
having me.
Thanks for coming in, Rose. Appreciate it. That's Rose Elliott. She's back home after walking in her father Peter's footsteps in the Netherlands to honor his role in liberating the country during the Second World War.